Types of warehouse space. Exhibit 4-32 illustrates a basic warehouse design. This is a manufacturing operation that picks from a large storage area to supply manufacturing processes. Note that the layout follows the flow of product through the warehouse to minimize the amount of time goods are being handled and the amount of travel time required by workers. In this instance, the warehouse space will hold both factory raw materials and factory finished goods. Work in process inventory is held in multiple locations on the production floor and not physically received into or issued from the warehouse. Exhibit 4-32. Basic warehouse design. Source: David F. Ross, Distribution Planning and Control, Managing in the Era of Supply Chain Management. Use with permission. Langley et al. In supply chain management, a logistics perspective lists the following estimates of the percentage of total net square feet typically allocated to different warehouse spaces for the purpose of overhead cost allocation to products. These percentages sum to 100%, 5% for receiving, 3% for inspection, testing area, 2% for returns processing, 3% for staging, 73% for storage space, 10% for case picking, 4% for each's picking. Note that individual warehouse space requirements will vary and that office and manufacturing spaces are not included in this estimate. Some methods of estimating space requirements for the key warehouse spaces are presented below. Exhibit 4-33 lists some other uses for space in a warehouse. Exhibit 4-33, Space Needs in Warehouses, Space for Receiving/Shipping. The space required for receiving and shipping product is a function of the square footage of a load and the amount of time it takes to move the load out of the dock area. In warehouse management, Richards offers the following rough calculation to determine the space requirement for the receiving/shipping areas. For example, a warehouse receives 20 shipments a day. Each shipment includes 20 pallets. Each pallet is 1 meter by 1.2 meters in dimension. Each shipment takes an average of 2 hours to clear the receiving area. A shift is 8 hours long. This is a rough projection that must be adjusted according to other factors. Using a forklift truck will increase the amount of space required because of room needed to maneuver and access each pallet. Richards estimates that it could double the space requirement. Double stacking pallets will reduce space requirements, but could increase equipment costs. The ability to preload trucks may clear product away more quickly, but this requires having more docks, space for storage, cube utilization. Cube utilization is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a measurement of the utilization of the total storage capacity of a vehicle storage bay, container, type of warehouse equipment, or entire warehouse. The intent is to minimize unused horizontal or vertical space. Storage area does not include spaces used for offices, receiving/shipping, sorting/consolidation, or value-added activities. Whatever storage medium is used, the medium should be used, as much as possible, to its optimum capacity. Solutions to improving cube utilization often require different equipment, for example, different rack systems or forklift trucks, but utilization could also be improved by finding additional space in the existing structure, for example, unused mezzanine space, in the warehouse yard, or in a leased facility. Standardizing packaging/pallet size can reduce wasted space as well. Some conveyor systems operate overhead, making better utilization of vertical space. Calculating storage space. Storage space requirements are calculated in the following manner. This discussion uses pallets, but the method can be used for other unit types. To find the number of pallets required to meet inventory needs, this requires establishing the number of units required for each item and using packaging dimensions to establish the total number of pallets that will be required. For example, say that 500 cases are required. Each pallet can hold 4 layers with 16 cases in each layer, or a total of 64 cases per pallet. Rounding up, the warehouse manager estimates that 8 pallets will need to be stored. Calculate the square and cubic space needed to store product. Let's continue the previous example. Each pallet represents 1.2 square meters in area and 1.4 cubic meters in cubic capacity. If pallets cannot be stacked, that means storing 8 pallets will require 9.6 square meters of floor space. If, however, the pallets can be stacked too high, the required square footage is halved to only 4.8 square meters. If a racking system is used, The total required rack shelf space will increase slightly to account for the space taken up by the racking system. Add space for other storage tools. There may be additional space required for other forms of storage, half and quarter pallets, odd or cylindrical items, loose stacked items, or cartons stored on wide span shelving, honeycombing, and aisle width. A challenge to achieving maximum cube utilization is the issue of accessibility. Warehouse workers must be able to maneuver past stored product to retrieve items. This requires two other factors to be added to the storage space calculation, honeycombing and aisle width. The space dedicated to honeycombing and aisles must be deducted from cube utilization. Honeycombing is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the practice of moving in an orderly fashion a pallet of merchandise to an area where the space is not exhausted, resulting in a vacant space not usable for the storage of other items. This is one of the hidden costs of warehousing. Honeycombing occurs frequently also when the storage positions are fixed and not random. There is space in the warehouse, but it is not used fully. To provide accessibility, warehouse designers must sacrifice some cube utilization. The concept of honeycombing is illustrated in Exhibit 4-34. Exhibit 4-34. Pallet honeycombing. Source: David F. Ross, Distribution Planning and Control, Managing in the Era of Supply Chain Management. Used with permission. Aisle width simply refers to the distance between pallet racks. It is essentially the space in which equipment can be maneuvered to put away or retrieve products. Aisle width is categorized as conventional, more than 3.7 meters or 12 feet. Narrow, from 2.9 meters / 9.5 feet to 3.7 meters / 12 feet. Very narrow, less than 2.4 meters or 8 feet. The choice of aisle width represents a trade-off between speed of processes and storage capacity. With wider aisles, storage and retrieval are easier, and aisles may even accommodate traffic passing in both directions. On the other hand, using very narrow aisles in the warehouse layout makes it possible to store 40 to 50% more product than with aisles of conventional width. This capacity may be offset, however, by higher economic costs created by accidents that damage goods and equipment, and by higher human costs in the form of workplace injuries. Very narrow aisles also require specialized equipment that costs more to purchase and maintain, may be more difficult to sell because of its limited use, and may have a lower resale value. Warehouses may require cross aisles that intersect with the main aisles. The cross aisles can be used to decrease travel time to and from product locations, but reduce the racking cubic volume. There may also be walkways around the perimeter to facilitate quick exits during emergencies.